All right. Hello, hello, hello. Ladies. Okay. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Media Munchies Podcast. Yes, I'm keeping that one in. I know you're giving me the look of, do you want to start again? But I don't think so.
You started with hello, hello, hello.
And that's okay, because...
Because you're having RuPaul energy now?
No, I don't want to have RuPaul energy.
Miss Fracco herself?
Sounds like Miss Cracker, but Miss Fracker.
Yeah. So welcome back. This is
This is us again. Who is it? It's Logan.
And Gaudi.
And we're back with Media Munchies Podcast. It's been a while, as usual. Things happen.
Things? What?
Yeah. So today we have something very special to talk about, and that is... Drumroll, please. Oh, thank you. Sometimes I just say things, I put them out into the world, and
then it happens, because I'm really giving.
Thank you so much. Of course I do. But drumroll, please. We're talking about 2010s pop music. And I say 2010s because I want to go specifically from...
Shit, I would have given a better drum roll.
Why a better drum roll?
Because I feel like that was very basic.
Did you not know what I was going to say?
No.
Oh my goodness. You're high. Surprise, surprise. Today we're going to be talking about, drum roll please.
Pause, I will think this through.
And we're back because somebody needed to prepare a drum roll, as if Virgo season has no effect on her. Yeah, right. So today we're going to be talking about, drum roll please. 2010s pop music. Yay!
That was my big preparation, you guys.
Yeah, that was a fiasco.
It was better than the one that I was going to make out of my mouth.
Yeah.
To be honest.
There we go. But I say 2010s because I want to talk specifically from 2009 to 2011. Not really past it. So I wouldn't say, like, you know how people call it the 2010s? So it's like 2010 until 2020. But anyways, but I'm just talking about 2010s pop music. Mostly that happened in 2010, but some from 2009, some from 2011. Why, you ask? Because this was the golden age of pop music. No, I will not be taking criticism on that one. You just know it or you don't. And if you don't, that's your problem to deal with. But
wow, aggressive.
Yes, today we're going to be reviewing some 2010s pop songs, and they're from a playlist that I made myself called Fave 2010s. I will link it in the description. But yeah, I made this playlist, and maybe that makes it a little biased, but these were definitely the hits of 2010. Like, there's no denying. And I tried to, like, include all that I could and, like, you know, different one. Well, like, not saying diverse, because they're all pop music. And my parents used to say, oh, well, that pop music sounds the same. Did your parents say that?
Yeah, 100%.
But it's like, yeah, that's fair, but at the same time...
I mean, it gave us Gaga, so...
Yeah, exactly. No, like, Lady Gaga, she's different. But, like, maybe, I don't know.
Maybe,
I don't know.
Maybe not, but I think she's pretty pop.
Well, yeah, she's pop, she's great, yeah.
Yeah.
But we'll get back to her in a bit. There's two things I wanted to say before we started. The first being that I know the YouTuber Mike's Mike did this. However, I got the idea back in March. So, when the YouTuber Mike's Mike posted it on his podcast, which is called Jumping in an Elevator, it's pretty good. But when he posted it, I was like, damn, that was my... But at the same time, I listened to his, and I was like, oh, he could have gone so much further with it. So, when I do mine, I'm just gonna, like, go all in. So, yeah.
So, this is going to be an hour long.
No, it's not going to be an hour long. Maybe it will. But we're going to go not in depth to every song, but we're just going to cover more songs than he did. Because I think his mistake actually was he was trying to go in too depth into the artist and talk about things the artist did. No, no. We want to talk about pure songs. We want to give them pure ratings. And we want to go through a lot of them, but also, like, use our brain. But, like, to be honest, I'm always using my brain. My brain is always switched on when I'm high. Actually, no, not all the time. But when I can, when I want it, yeah. Your brain is always switched off.
Yeah. Fine.
How did I guess?
Call me out. No, it's not that. It's just that it's Virgo season. And now, like, you're already pretty, like, not to say it's stuck up. So, like, now
I just got called stuck up. This is probably in a whisper. It's intensified by Virgo season. No, but now I have, like, this gemstone that I'm trying to use to control that energy. Oh, shit. Control?
Control that energy.
I just mean decrease that energy. Decrease the control freak energy.
As you can see.
Wow.
Yeah, you said my brain was switched off. I think we're even now.
You were going to say it anyways. I just predicted.
No, I was going to say my brain... No, you said switched off.
Oops.
You came for me.
My great prediction. I guess I'm not Walter Mercado.
Not Walter Mercado at all. I was going to say that these days, because Leo season is getting over, I've started to switch it off.
Switch off your brain?
Yeah, just the past 2 days, like, I was like, yeah, I'm going to switch it off.
Well, yeah, Virgo season can be overwhelming, and I...
Yeah, I needed a break, okay? So yeah. I kind of switched it off for 2 days.
Totally. I want to switch my brain off for 2 days. That sounds very fun.
It's very relaxing. You should try it.
I think I really should. But anyways, back to the matter at hand. So, 2010s pop music. I think I have different things to say than Mike's Mike, and I think we're going to go through a lot of artists. And another thing I have to say is that I saw a post about, like, this era of pop music saying, oh, it's the best era. And I was like, yes, all of this is correct. And then I got to one part of the post, and it said, I will read verbatim. If you've seen this post, if you know this Tumblr user, I have beef with them. Because they said, Justin Bieber becoming to preteen girls what the Beatles used to be for women in the 60s. And I'm not claiming that Justin Bieber did not have an effect on preteen girls. I'm not claiming that at all, because preteen girls definitely love Justin Bieber. However, if we're going to make any comparison to the Beatles, I want it to be an actual band, and I want it to be One Direction, because One Direction became that. Sorry, I had to pop off a bit there.
Pop.
Because it makes sense, doesn't it? They're a band.
Yeah, 100%. I agree.
And I love them. And I think they are better than the Beatles.
Oh, you went there. I was hoping. Oh.
Were you hoping I'd go there? Because I was thinking about it before. I was like, am I going to say that?
But you already have, like, a whole podcast about how you love One Direction.
Yeah, exactly.
So this is expected. I think people know by now.
So if you're stuck up about your music taste, I want you to leave a hate comment down below, and I will cherish it with all my heart. Thank you. That's all I have to say on that. One Direction, forever. Love, peace. And I know they released their first album in 2011. However, it still counts. It's still in this time range, so you bet your butts we're still going to talk about it. Sorry that I said butts. I could say ass. You bet your ass we're going to talk about it. I forgot we could swear on here. Okay. Anyways.
Can we?
Yeah, of course.
Have you sweared before?
I'm just looking at her in silence right now because...
Yeah, you're right. Because I swear the most.
Perhaps. Possibly. Okay, I want to get into songs now. I have the playlist up, and I'm just going to shuffle them, and so there's an element of surprise when I see the next song, so I can't plan anything, because I don't want to be a control freak, do I?
No, you don't. You're doing so well.
Thank you so much. So, starting with this next one. Oh my god, we were just talking about this one. You Make Me Feel by Cobra Starship, featuring Sabi. So if you don't know the song, just look it up. But you probably know it.
Yeah.
So, Cobra Starship, if you don't know this, is a band associated with the label Fueled by Ramen, which Panic at the Disco is under. So, they had a connection there. But when I listened to this one in 2010, I didn't know who they were.
Right.
And this was like one of their most mainstream songs, I'd say. So it was interesting how this connection happened after I got into Panic at the Disco and stuff like that. I was like, oh my god, this band is like associated? Whoa. So I love Cobra Starship.
Right.
And I'll play you more of their songs someday. Yada, yada, yada.
Yes.
And I'm trying to decide whether this song gets a 9 or a 10.
Are you going to be biased? Is that what you're saying?
I'm just wondering because if I am biased.
Yeah, you might be. So,
what do you think?
Me, I would say this is like a 9.
A 9?
For me.
You need to get closer to the mic here.
For me, that's a 9.
I would also say it's a 9, because I think it's great. It's a fun, great party song. It's got, like, these two different perspectives. Maybe it just lacks that little spice, that extra seasoning, to make it into a 10, obviously. But it definitely does have that seasoning, and it has, it's great. It's a great song. Mm-hmm. So, we'll agree on a 9 for this one.
Yeah.
But very close. The next song is Don't You Worry, Child. Yeah. By Swedish House Mafia and John Martin, who I don't know who that is, to be honest. Some of these songs I just heard on the radio and I didn't know anything about the band. However, you...
I love Swedish House Mafia. I was so crazy.
Were you?
Yeah.
Were you like a techno, like...
I just come back and then my sisters were really into like the...
The party
yeah. phase. So I, like, used to dream about going to these, like, concerts.
And oh, my God.
I'm like, no, that would have, like, killed me. But I also have, like, nostalgic. Because, weirdly, my mom was into this song? And she was like, I would sing this song to you just because it says, don't you worry, child.
Well, yeah, because it's, like, it's his father talking to him. And he's like... Yeah. And it's, like, weirdly religious, too, because it's, like, not yeah. weirdly, but, like, it's sorry, weird, I don't mean to say religion is weird, but it just, it kind of, when you think about it, you're like, huh, interesting that this is, like, this religious pop song, Heaven's Got a Plan for You. Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. It is interesting, but I paid no attention to that. Because
did you just party to it?
Yeah, I just party to it.
That's so valid. Yeah. And I think it's a great party song. Unfortunately, I'm not a happy huge fan of, like,
the lyrics?
Electronic music. No, I don't care about the lyrics. I just, the vibe is, like, it's very intense for me.
Right.
And, I mean, I would party to this song. It's just a lot of electronic vibes.
Yeah, I would never go to this concert.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, no, you cannot, like, no normal, sober human being can live through
this. Live through the song.
Like, I've gone clubbing in Bangalore and it, like, sucked donkey.
Yeah, like, so valid.
Like, these, like, beat, not fun.
I'd get tired of that. Yeah. But what would you give it? Because you told me that you have a nostalgia factor for this one.
Like, there's no way I'm not biased for this song. It's a 9 for me. Half of my childhood is in this song. Sorry.
Valid. To be honest, I think that's totally valid.
It's cute. It talks about, like, your first heartbreak and then people being there for you.
Aw. Yeah, you're right. You're right. I think the lyrics are sweet.
Makes me feel safe.
Aw.
Baby. It's a 9 for me, okay? But obviously, I'm...
You're biased, of course, because you have nostalgia with this one. And, like, it does make me nostalgic, but I never remember it being, like, one of my all-time favorites from that time period. So, because of that, and because also the electronic stuff, I'm going to give it a 7, but it's still good. It's not that bad. Come on, a 7's not that bad.
7 is bad for me, okay. 7 is, like, You're just making it. That's worse than it's bad, because you would remember something about things being bad. You would remember but things about it, being good. Like, the middle ground just gets lost, you know?
Yeah, I'm sorry that this middle ground is getting lost. Wow, but I'm not going to give it a 5. It's a 7. I'm standing by that, okay? Fine. 6, I feel like you'd be worried about that.
Oh, yeah.
No, 5 is literally middle ground. That's the definition of middle ground. 3, to me, is bad. It's so bad that you remember why it's bad.
No, I will still remember it if you... I
mean, if it's a 5?
Yeah, I will still remember.
Like, we have an interesting rating system in our heads, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Anyways.
Okay.
I want to move on to the next song. Oh. Flo Rida, Club Can't Even Handle Me Right okay. Now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a 10.
No, you can no.
That's a 10. Go away.
Leave I'm thinking about how it's not the best song ever.
I didn't give Don't You Worry Child 10, did I?
No, you gave it a 9.
Okay, good. This is a 10. This is a 10.
I can't believe you're saying that.
Don't even fight me.
When Flo Rida raps, he raps on all one note, and it's kind of weird because he's like rapping and singing, but he's rapping and singing on all one note. Do you ever think about that? Just think about Flo Rida rapping on this song.
I like the song. Get off his back.
I'm sorry.
You're being so annoying.
This one to me, I'm glad you gave it such a high rating, but I could not give it such a high rating. I unfortunately, you know what I said about 6s? I'm going to have to give this song a 6. Because I do like it, but it's not like, it just, for some reason, does not hit the mark for
Maybe
me.
Maybe it's because I've been listening to it more these past few days.
Possibly,
because
you know,
they grow on you sometimes.
I know. But I don't think this one could even grow on me.
Oh.
Not in a bad way.
Girl,
it's just,
how
it's just,
club can't even handle me right now.
Okay, yeah, it is good. It is good. It's very
nice.
Good. But at the same time,
also,
it's also
I like
middle
step
of the road.
Up. That's why. That is why. Oh my god.
What is Step Up?
Step Up is like a dance.
Oh, dance movie?
Yeah, it's bad. But it's bad, but I watched it. Okay, as a dumb fucking.
It's okay.
Teenagers.
Sometimes
I
you
it.
Love little cringe movies like that.
Little cringe movies.
Sometimes I think Night at the Museum is kind of cringe sometimes, but it's also
it
like a masterpiece.
What is wrong with you? Night at the Museum is the best movie ever.
Yeah.
Every like child has watched it.
But whenever I see that comedy with like the monkey slapping him in the face, I'm like, is this really like top tier? High level intellectual comedy, but then I'm like, I don't care, I love this movie with my whole heart.
Exactly, because you don't love intellectual things when you're a kid.
Exactly. And to
okay.
be honest,
it's not a bad thing.
This is universal. I loved this when I was a kid and I love it now, but there's some things that I love now that I couldn't have loved when I was a kid, and that's okay. One Direction, for instance.
This is a
One Direction
2010 One Direction highlight about how One Direction
yeah.
is the best.
Because I feel so bad, because what was I doing in 2010? I was hating on them. Or 2011, I guess.
I didn't care. Unfortunately, like, I used to love
wow.
drag.
Wow, would you have given them a 5? I was out there giving them 3s and 2s. I would have said 1. I was a dramatic kid. And I'm a dramatic adult.
I can agree and testify to all of the above.
There we go. I was like, I hate One Direction. Everyone, like...
There is no middle ground with you. A lot of black and white thinking.
Oh my gosh. You're getting pretty good with these call-outs today. I'm not gonna lie.
Because you do it all the time. I'm just reusing them on you.
Okay. That's fair.
That's valid.
But you know what? Like, sometimes that's what you gotta do. That's how you break into the call-out scene.
No.
The cat just dragged in her toy, and if you heard
a
noise,
toy.
That was the cat dragging in her toy. And now she's gonna make more noise. So we were talking about Club Can't Handle Me.
And how Step Up 3D is a cringe movie, but I watched it.
That's okay. But I just wanted to give it a final rating. What would you give it?
Still a 10. I like the song.
Fine, fine. You can give it a 10, and I'll give it a 6. We agree to disagree, like non-Earth signs do. Just kidding, I am an Earth sign.
You have an Aries moon.
Yeah, let's pretend that's me. I just changed the song.
Oh my god.
Alejandro.
I can't have two back-to-back Alejandro. Disagreements with you. You're gonna get pissed off.
No, that's not true.
Okay, fine.
This is not a disagreement. I'm just saying the song's an 8. It's not Lady Gaga's best, but it's definitely not her worst.
Yeah, I'm giving it a 7.
See, that's not a disagreement. I think a 10 and a 6 is a lot more of a disagreement than 7 and 8.
That's true. Okay, yeah, because I like a lot of Lady Gaga's music. Like, even the controversial, not so great ones.
Which ones?
The Soul Sister one with
flowers. Oh, Hey Girl.
Yeah.
You're thinking of Hey Soul Sister, which is another song on this playlist. That we'll get to.
Yeah. Sorry, a lot of music is mixing in my head.
That's so valid. This is like a playlist full of a lot of people and you're high.
Yeah.
But Alejandro, you agree it's not her best. See? This isn't a disagreement.
Yeah, okay.
But you told me, why don't you give it an 8?
Because, like, why are you saying this name? Like, why... why Alejandro and Fernando? I get it.
Oh, yeah. I feel like I agree with you. The storyline's kind of lost.
What are you trying to
say?
Who
are all these people? Fernando? Alejandro?
I don't understand. No, I just wanted to understand what she's trying to say. It just didn't feel like her best work to me.
I do agree with you.
Yeah.
On that one. So, yeah.
Yeah.
You're almost, like, convincing me to bring down the score.
You don't have to, do you?
No, but I'm starting to think that, like...
Think about it. Why?
There are other Lady Gaga songs that are, like, 8s. And I feel like this is a 7, though.
Right?
Oh, my God. I think you got me.
So fine.
I'll give it a 7, but, like, this is, like, a high 7. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Baby, are you down? The thing about this song... I feel like this is an underrated track. Like, I feel like I didn't hear this one as much. And when I heard it and it came back to me, I was like, oh my god, this one. And then I listened to it. I'm like, this is so damn good.
Right?
This is good.
This is a 9. This is a 9 for me. The only reason it's not a 10 for me is because it's got this, like, man, I will save your butt attitude.
Valid.
That's the only reason. Yeah. Otherwise, it would be a 10. If this was a man singing it to another man, I would be like, man, what music?
I like when he says, I'm down like the economy. It's kind of funny.
Oh, Lil Wayne is so brainy. I love, like...
Yeah, some of his lyrics are funny as hell.
Like, love Lil Wayne. But, yeah. Yeah. I like this song. Good combination, good singers.
I think it's good. But just men. Because of the fact that I don't have, like, a high nostalgia factor for this one.
Oh, yeah, because I had it.
Okay, that's fair. So, yeah. I would give it an 8.
Valid.
Definitely okay. Good, though.
I'm okay with an 8. If it was
but
lower,
I would have. But is Alejandro really lower than this? Sorry, now I'm comparing them all to each other because I'm freaking out about our rating system. But at the same time, like, I feel like our rating system is very not objective, which is subjective. Sorry. It's, like, very, like, it's fluid. I feel like this getting an 8 and Alejandro getting a 7, it's not related. It's not related.
Because you're taking a song...
I was actually comparing it to Gaga's other work.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why.
Also,
yeah,
you're taking a song for itself, right?
Now. Yeah, to be honest.
Right?
This one I am, definitely.
Yeah, and most of the songs have been going off by itself, for itself, right? We're not attaching, maybe just the nostalgia factor.
Yeah, yeah.
Other than that, it's got nothing but the good feel factor.
Yeah. To be honest, I feel like it's fair to attach the nostalgia factor because, like, the point of these songs is we're reviewing them because it's 2010s music and we're definitely nostalgic for that period. So, honestly, to let our nostalgia bias this, completely valid. But I'm just thinking, like, yeah.
Yeah, I think for you to give it an 8, good.
Yeah. Okay, fair. I'll give it an 8, and you give it a 9.
Yeah.
Done. There we go. Okay, Jason Derulo in my head. I know you have something against Jason Derulo, and I think that's fair because he did make the song Swalla, which is like a cringe song. But that's not from 2010, so we're not talking about it. But in my head.
I've heard his better music, okay? Okay, this is a cringe moment. Yeah. And I hate to admit it, but yeah, there was a time, like a hot minute.
Yeah.
When I was really, really into Jason Derulo.
Do you feel like he betrayed you?
Yeah.
Oh my
god. This is such a Leo thing. I feel like I'm confessing.
Wow. What song by him do you like? Like, what's your favorite song by him?
Hate it.
What?
It's about the stripping down one in the airplane.
It's stripping down in the airplane? Oh, Talk Dirty to Me?
Yeah.
Been around the world, don't speak the language. Yeah. And I showed you the 1D video with them dancing to that, right?
Right.
Yeah.
That was my favorite song.
Did you really? Yeah. I liked his earlier works better.
Right?
No, but that was after that. That's around 2013, I would say, Talk Dirty to Me.
Right.
This is from 2010.
But I was into a lot of his music.
Jason Derulo. I also like that part. Yeah, Talk Dirty to Me is like, eh. I'm sorry. It's a bit cringe. Can we,
Yeah, no, I don't like him. So
fine. Yeah, you feel like he betrayed you.
He betrayed me. He was really good for a while.
So you're not going to rate this high because of that?
Yeah, no. Also, he betrayed me by making one specific song.
We'll get to that. But in my head, to be honest, I feel like I overhyped it at first. Like, when I first came up, I was like, but then, like, now I'm taking it back because it was weirdly sexual and it kind of weirded me out. Because he, like, starts, like, breathing heavy. Like, you know that part of it?
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's my favorite thing in the world. It's still a jam. It's still a bop. I would give it a 7. What would you give it?
It's a 3 for me.
A 3? Oh, my God.
I just don't like Jason Derulo, okay?
See, now you're having a bias. We were just talking about how biases against the artist won't be counted.
Fine.
But, like, I get how it ruins it for you, I guess, when you're a hater.
It really does, and I really... Because I was like, stanning.
Were you really?
And this hurt me.
That must hurt.
That hurt.
How did he betray you? Just by making bad music? Like, Swalla?
Is that not enough?
Okay, that is enough.
No, you just have these expectations, I think, for these artists, because you've seen them do something that you would like to see, and then when they stop delivering that expectation, you just be like, okay, bye.
Yeah,
because exactly. that's how it works. Like, you don't have the patience to wait for the consumption.
I'm just thinking about the song right now, and I think it's actually a 6. Like, I still like it, though. It's still a jam.
Can I listen to
it? I can't give it the same as Alejandro.
Thank you.
So we just listened to the song, or part of the song, and I'm thinking, like, it's still good, but, like, I'm still gonna give it a 6. I'm gonna be a bit harsh sometimes, but other times I'm not gonna be harsh. And you'll see. You'll see where the nostalgia bias really comes in. But did your rating change?
No. Maybe a 4. I give it a 4.
Okay. All right.
I like it. 4 is, like, I listen to it again, maybe.
That's fair. We'll listen to it after.
Because I've heard, like, other songs of his that are nice.
Yeah, that are better.
It's just, like, this is not my favorite.
Sometimes Jason Derulo's, like... Actually, a lot of the time, Jason Derulo's unnecessarily sexual, and you're, like, just chill down a bit. Like, chill out.
We get it, you have a dick. Don't shove it in our faces.
Ah!
Don't.
Let's continue on to the next song. Oh, my God, Nothing on You by B.O.B. B.O.B., can I tell you...
Pop off.
Didn't B.O.B. just pop off?
Yeah. This is a 10?
No, I can't give Nothing on You a 10.
Fuck you! That's so mean. Because
it doesn't have the nostalgia factor. Like, it sort of does, but it was sort of an unremembered one.
What is wrong with you? Sorry.
Like, it's still very good, though. I'm giving it an 8.
I'm giving it a 10. Sorry. This is a great song.
Yeah.
Beautiful
girls all over the world. I could be chasing, but... Okay, yeah. But my time would be wasting. They got nothing on you, baby. Nothing on you, baby.
Okay. Nothing on you, babe.
Yeah, honestly, I feel like this the rap again. The rap complements Bruno very well. I feel like, ugh, they just complement each other. They go with each other. And it's like, ooh, great. And B.O.B. is always great. He's always got really good lyrics, too.
This is a 10.
Okay, 10, and I give it an 8.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. OMG, featuring William.
Will.i.am.
Usher. God, Usher was on fire. Usher was on fire for such a long time. What happened? He just made hit after hit, and all of them were very good.
Agreed.
And I think this gets a 9 for me. I'll tell you why it gets a 9. Mm-hmm. Because the part where he starts talking about boobies and booty.
Ah.
I'm like, why did we need to specifically talk about specific body parts here? Like, I get it, but I feel like there's a bit of a man attitude that I don't like. Valid. Like, I see it a bit.
Very valid. And thanks for pointing it out, because that is, like, reason enough to, like,
to not give it the 10.
Yeah.
Because this nostalgia factor is way up. It is way up in the sky.
Right. Mine too.
So, final scores? 9. Yes. All right. 9. Continuing on. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Enrique Iglesias and Pitbull. I like it.
I love Enrique. He's my life. Oh my god. I can't do this.
You can't hear me give it a lower score than a 10?
No, I can't. I can't. I can't do this. Please. I know Pitbull is reason. He's a good enough reason to give it like a 3. Score. But like,
Pitbull had some good things. You know Hotel Motel Holiday Inn. Come on.
You don't like Hotel Motel, but
yeah, it has some lyrics are so
bad. I told you I would only like it if it was a lesbian singing it to her friends.
Yeah. The thing is, like, I
like a butch lesbian.
Yeah, I love that too.
That's a great image, but it didn't happen that way because it was Pitbull.
Yeah. And he's a very straight man.
Very straight.
But the thing is, Pitbull has some good songs. He definitely has some good songs. His first song...
Do you know he has a song with Priyanka Chopra?
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, can we now decide that it's not a good...
I'm just gonna stay silent. Priyanka Chopra, who supports you-know-who.
We don't talk about you-know-who.
Bad politicians, let's just say.
Yeah.
Let's continue.
Let's go.
With Enrique, though. You love Enrique.
I love Enrique. And, like, any song... There's a new song with... I know this is in 2010, but I have to stand up for my...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, boy. No. Promote his new music.
Can I please... Like, I really love him. He is amazing. I think, consistently, I've never liked an artist... This much, apart from Frank Sinatra. And he was a dead man by the time
so I was valid.
There. So, like... Consistently, I've loved Enrique, and I love this song, but there's better music. Yeah, Enrique has a lot of new good music. His Spanish work is definitely better.
Mm-hmm.
I will kill anybody who says otherwise, but...
pop off.
But, yeah, he, like, any song, even the one with John Z, like... That dude, I wouldn't listen to if it wasn't for
Enrique, obviously.
Honestly, he is amazing. And what else can I say? I have nothing
else
to
say. And I do like this song a lot.
Okay, I Like It is the name of the song.
Yes.
With Pitbull.
Yeah.
And for me, it's a 9. Because Enrique makes up for Pitbull. And everything else that's wrong in this thing.
Valid.
Okay. I will jam to his beautiful voice any day, all day.
I'll give it like an 8 or a 7. I don't, like, I'll give it an 8. Yeah, it's pretty good. I'll give it an 8.
Thank you.
I'm not doing it just because of you.
Thank you, good.
I'm just thinking it's pretty good. Because I was
like, oh my god, if it's going to be less than, like, if it's going to be 6, I'm going to cry.
Yeah.
Like, I would sob.
I wouldn't give this song a 6 because it's very good.
I would genuinely sob.
So, moving on. Oh my god. Bottoms Up. This is an unpopular opinion of mine, but this song is so good. Like, I don't know. I'm thinking it doesn't even have that much of a nostalgia factor for me because this was, like, not popular for too long and it wasn't, like, the biggest, like, hit. Are you kidding?
This is the biggest hit.
I don't even remember.
It was a big hit. At least where I was.
Yeah. No, that's fair. But, like, it was a pretty big hit for a while, but I don't remember hearing it, like, everywhere constantly, like some of the other songs on this playlist. Bottoms Up by Trey Songz. Where's Trey Songz now? Who knows? Featuring Nicki Minaj. Whew.
Can I say agree to all of the sentiments about?
It's just, like, something about I just enjoy it so much.
Agreed. It's great. Nicki Minaj is beautiful.
Yeah, she does so well in it.
Like, every song that Nicki Minaj is
featured in, oh my god. You're like, just, oh.
Like, you know, you don't even need to have a bias. Because it's great. She delivers.
She delivers some great verses on things. And I would say this song is great. It's Mr. Steal Your Girl.
Exactly.
It's Mr. Steal Your Girl. Oh, oh, oh.
Coming to my point, I would have given it a 10, but I would be giving it a 9.5.
Just because he said Mr. Steal Your Girl?
That's a very, ooh, big dick. Oh, I'm so cocky. I will have any girl I want. And I'm like, please calm that energy.
I feel like
I don't want to hear that.
I like it. Mr. Steal Your Girl.
I don't want that to be your name. Mr. Steal Your Girl. What is that name?
Hey, it's kind of fun.
I don't like it. Like, fine. Don't be so cocky. I just don't like
9.5, quote unquote.
9.5.
Just give it a 10. I'm giving it a 10. Straight up 10.
It's a 9.5. I never give
it. Is this my first 10? But, like, if it is, 10. If it isn't my first 10, it's still a 10.
But it's not because I said 9.5.
Oh, yeah. We'll know when there's a 10s across the board.
Yes.
Starships by Nicki Minaj.
Speaking of tens across the board.
I can't give this a 10.
What is wrong with you?
Are you so sad about this one?
How did you not give it a 10?
Because it's pretty good, but some Nicki Minaj songs I just found were too, like, there was too much going on. But, like, this song is very good, though. I'm giving it a 9. I'm just straight 10. Up giving it a 9.
Logan,
no.
What is the reason, though?
I don't know. I do think it's very good. I don't know about the techno part where it goes down, down, down. And I always found that to be a bit much in Nicki Minaj songs. Like, I get it. I get why it's there, but there were always, like, this weird,
valid,
really electronic part, and it would be like, oh.
You were never into that kind of music, so yeah. I understand you being put off by it. So 9 is valid, but thank for you. Me, it's still a 10.
All right, moving on. Oh, goodness. Now, this is the one where we're going to have a bit of a, So, Down With Webster is a Canadian band, which is why maybe this one wasn't heard everywhere all over the world. And Down With Webster actually lives in Toronto, and they live in the Beaches area.
Oh, to live there.
Yeah, like near, they lived close to Nate's place.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? But yeah, Down With Webster, they're a great band, and I really love them, and I knew all the lyrics to this one, and to Whoa, and to, oh wait, did we say the title? Oh, Your Man is this one. I knew all the lyrics to this one, and Whoa, and Rich Girl, and those were my three top favorites from them,
mm-hmm.
And you didn't know them, probably because they were a Canadian band.
Yeah, I didn't know them, but I heard the song.
Yeah, and
I was grown up by then, so unfortunately I don't have the nostalgia factor.
Exactly.
To help me with my what is it called, that the song you made about? Dissonance, cognitive.
Oh, cognitive dissonance. I didn't make that song, but like.
Yeah, but
there's the song, to help you with your cognitive dissonance.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's totally fair. That's totally valid, because the nostalgia factor is a lot for me, and if I didn't have such an attachment to Down With Webster and, you know, the nostalgia of this song, maybe it would have been lower for me, because I get what you mean about it being very straight. And if you want me, girl, I will be your man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it is very straight.
But I do give it a 10. I do give it a 10 because this song is great and I know all the lyrics because my band, Westbound Lake, stream us. We performed the song and it was great. Shout out to the band members, because it was amazing. I hope everyone agrees with me. I know Nate does.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah, yeah.
I give this one a 5.
Didn't you say it was going to be higher?
It's growing on me. And I feel like...
very slowly, apparently.
I feel like I need to listen to it a few more times.
Oh, my God.
You know how, like, when I listen to it more, I tend to get attached to it?
Okay, okay. So well, I'll be sure to play it more, because I love this one.
So, I think I would give this a 6.
Okay.
Plus 1 for being Canadian. Actually, that deserves plus 2, okay?
Okay, just give it a 6, though. Just give it a 6, and I'll make it grow on you to at least an 8.
Oh, wow, that's a big commitment. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, listen.
That's a big commitment.
I love this song so much, and okay. I love Down With Webster, and I'll play you more of their songs.
So I give it a 6.
And I give it a 10.
Okay, valid.
Okay, anyways, we've decided to go through them a bit quicker, but to get as many as possible within our time, but also if we have something to say, we will say it.
Exactly.
Okay, Troublemaker, Ollie Murs, Flo Rida is the next one. And can I tell you this song is a 10?
Agreed.
Absolutely. Agreed. That's all I have to say. This song is amazing.
It's amazing.
And it's a 10.
It's great. There's like I try to look for problems. There's no problems. I like the song.
Storyline, perfect. Lyrics, perfect. The
cohesiveness,
upbeat
perfect.
Tempo, perfect. Flo Rida goes well in this song. I think this is, like, better than the other Flo Rida songs.
Yes, yes, 100%.
So, 10. Mm. Break Your Heart by Tayo Cruz.
10.
10.
10s across the board!
Absolutely 10s across the board.
Ugh.
I really like Tayo Cruz, and he had a golden age, too. He definitely did. And Ludacris, also his rap, amazing. So, definitely a 10.
10.
Animal, Neon Trees. Do you know this one?
Yeah, I do. Because I heard it recently.
Oh, yeah. You heard it recently? Mm-hmm. Did you hear it for the first time recently or no?
Yeah. Like, it was through this playlist that I
heard it for the first time. I like this one because it's more alternative. But it's not, like, my favorite thing ever. Because I was not really an alternative person
right.
when I was, like, 10 years old. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I think it would get an 8. Yeah, okay. Yeah, why not?
Because I liked the song. It was...
Yeah, it's a very good song.
Like, even though I heard it very, like, for the first time, it caught me. I like it.
Yeah.
It's nice.
I'm glad. Fire Burning Sean Kingston.
This is the fire song. God. Can I just say shout out to Leo Season?
You miss Leo Season.
I miss it so much, and it's been a day.
Valid. Absolutely
fire
valid.
Burning.
Fire Burning.
Sean Kingston, I love you.
Sean Kingston's great. And I would give this song a 10 because 10. I definitely have a lot of nostalgia factor.
Yeah.
This Shawty's one is amazing.
Fire burning on the dance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I love
as
this
as soon
song.
As we started going faster, we came upon so many 10s.
This is great.
Oh my God. Magic by B.O.B. I got the magic in me. And can I just say, what a song. The thing is, God, the other day, okay, so I forgot, or like, I didn't realize until recently that it was Rivers Cuomo, who is from Weezer, and Weezer's like, I listened to some Weezer, and then I never knew that it was like the Weezer man that was singing in this song. So I was like, the thing about this song is B.O.B. is great, but who even is that? And I was like, oh, wait. Oh, my God. It's Weezer Man. I forgot. So, that sort of tells you that it's not quite a 10, but it's a 9. And that's the only reason. Because, sorry that I'm rambling. What do you think about this song?
I give it a 10. I like the song.
Okay, I can't give it lower than you. I seriously can't give it lower than you then. I'm giving it a 10 too.
Why?
Because... Have I showed you the Magic Camp video?
But
oh,
I like
my
the
God.
Song on the first, like, I've heard this even before I was here.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
So I like, it's a good song, yeah, I like it.
The thing is, I need to give it a 10 because of Magic Camp, because we did a lip sync to this one, and I need to show it to you because it's very iconic. I'm also going to link that below because everyone needs to watch this and be like, what kind of camp was this? a very cool one. That's all I have to say. Rest in peace, Magic Camp. Yeah, and this song was perfect, obviously, because I got the magic in me. B.O.B. is always on point, and yeah, I'll give it a 10, too. Why not?
10.
10.
10.
Mine is a lot because of the nostalgia factor, though. What You Say by Jason Derulo. Now, we have something to say about this one.
Yeah, no, nothing about this song is great. This is a 3.
Oh my god. You just want to give Jason Derulo 3s.
No, I like a song. I know that there's a song in this playlist I like.
I know.
And that one gets pretty high.
Okay.
Okay, I'm not too biased. This song is all sorts of wrong.
Well, just because it's about cheating. Sometimes I feel like this one, what the melody...
What was up with 2010 and, like, encouraging cheating? Or has it just been throughout...
No, it just... people still do it. People still make songs about cheating.
Oh, yeah, they do.
But I would say... I think this one, to me, the melody outweighs the lyrics. And I think it's just great. And it's so fun to sing and, like, be dramatic with. But at the same time... It's not my favorite thing in the world, so I'd give it an 8.
It's a 3.
Sad, but
this was what the can song, you do? Though. This was the song that betrayed me.
Because you realize what it's about?
I never liked this song.
Wow. Okay, next song. If We Ever Meet Again. Okay, ten. This song, 10, 10. That's all ten, I have to say. 10. Katy Perry, amazing. Timbaland? Like... Who even is Timbaland? Like, I know who Timbaland is. He did have some hit songs. But at the same time, like, as a person. But this song, like, emerged out of nowhere. And it was what we needed. And it just... I agree. Hits. It's wonderful. It's amazing.
Like, I had a pretty shitty day yesterday.
And when you heard the song?
This played for an hour on loop. I'm not even joking.
So, this song has healing powers. And it's a solid 10. I would say it's the most 10 song on this playlist. Maybe my favorite song.
Yeah.
Just a Dream by Nelly. Do you know this one?
I don't have too much of an attachment, but I know it.
That's fair.
It's an 8 for me.
I would have to give it a 9. I just liked it a lot. Because I was thinking about her, thinking about me, thinking about us, who we gonna be. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, this is the song. It's 10 then.
Oh, you didn't even know until I sang it?
Just a Dream. No.
Okay.
I thought it was another one.
I'm still going to give it a 9. Like, it's I really like it.
I like this.
I think it really pops off.
This is very apt to my current situation. So I really love this song.
Wow, rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Riding Solo, Jason Derulo.
Oh, 10. 10,
see?
10, 10.
See, this is where Jason Derulo makes a comeback.
10.
And I would give it a 9.
What the fuck?
I'm just being a little harsh. I would give it a 9.
I like this song a lot.
Okay. I get it. Because it's great. It's like the number one single song. And I've been listening to it and I feel great.
Right?
It makes me feel great.
Thank you.
It's honestly like got that good vibe.
Red and Solo. It's always Red and Solo though. It's good.
Yeah. Okay. 9. And you give it a 10?
10. 100%. It's got me through some things.
All right. Break even. The script?
10?
Wow. Still alive, but I'm barely breathing. 10. Just praying to a God that I don't believe in.
Oh my God. This is why I love this song.
Yeah. This song,
it pops off in a pop emo. Song.
Yeah. Pops off emo as hell. Like,
yeah.
So good. I want to give it a 10 as well. Honestly, I feel like it's got everything.
Okay, great. We agree that this is a 10.
Cooler Than Me, Mike Posner. Oh my God. The feel of it is so cohesive and it's so like, the vibe is so on point. Like, that a song called Cooler Than Me should sound like that. Should sound that cool. You know what I'm saying?
I agree. This is a 10.
Yeah, 10.
This is a 10. This is a very good song. Everything was very well thought out.
Yeah. If I Had You, Adam Lambert.
Oh my God, I have to say something.
Yeah?
Never, ever, 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 ever watch, never, ever listen to this song without watching it. Watch the goddamn freaking video.
The video's very good.
Watch the video.
I didn't remember it that well. Well, because I was a kid and I remember watching it, right? But then I was like, oh my gosh, this is so gay, and I love him.
It blows your mind.
He's a legend. And as a child, I did give this song a 10, and I continue to give this song a 10. This was one of my favorites. So
pause and go watch the video. Watch the video.
Yeah. That's all we have to say.
Yeah.
I give it a 10. You give it?
This is a 20.
A 20. 20 because he's gay.
20 because he's gay.
Just the way you are, Bruno Mars. I know you have mixed feelings about this, and it's like one step away from 1D, like little things saying like your flaws are beautiful.
Like if I hear like, one more person say that, I'm like, shut up.
Yeah, it's a bit of a tired subject. However, I think Bruno Mars does it well. He does it very convincingly. I'm convinced by him. I believe that he loves my flaws. Just kidding. Just kidding. But he has that smooth voice where you're like,
yeah, you can talk to me in this voice and get away with anything. Yeah, maybe I can understand that.
Understand why.
It's not like I'm. I just don't have that affinity to his voice.
I sounded like I'm attracted to him. It's not that I'm attracted to him. I just get where he's coming from. I get his wavelength.
Yeah, that's that it.
And I get, like, he does the song well, is what I'm trying to say. And mm-hmm. I think because of that, it gets a 9 in my books.
This is a 7 for me.
That's valid.
This is a 7.
Yeah.
Because I like Bruno. He's done better music.
Oh, he definitely has. Ugh. Next song, Stereo Hearts, Adam Levine, Gym Class Heroes. Gym Class Heroes as well. They were with Fueled by Ramen.
They've popped off. These artists, like, just hit peaks. Yeah,
they did. And unfortunately, Panic at the Disco's peak, when it was High Hopes, was sad. And I'm not happy about their peak. However, this peak, I'm very happy about.
Gym Class Heroes is my favorite band. For, like,
they're great.
I love them.
Yeah, they're wonderful.
A lot.
And I think they're definitely the highlight of this one. Adam Levine is a bit, like, cringe. I feel like you could replace him with literally anybody on this song, and it would still be good.
It's funny that he actually mentors people to sing, like, what?
Wow.
Funny.
Yeah, his voice is interesting, and it's like, eh.
Oh my god, I'm gonna get killed.
But the raps?
I put my foot in the mouth every year.
It's okay. You know what? I agree with that one. I'll stand behind that one.
Okay, cool.
Damn. I got your back. I'm on your side. Don't mind. Yeah, that's not 2010.
That's not 2010. But let's continue. From Zane, who's a Capricorn singer.
Yes. Yeah, but Gym Class Heroes, definitely their rap was very good, and because of that, I give it a 9. The only thing preventing it from being a 10 is Adam Levine, and I'm so sorry.
You know, I feel the same emotions.
Yeah.
But my love for Gym Class Heroes is too much.
Oh my god.
That it makes up for, like, shitty ass, like, if this had one drum beat, and I'd be like, yeah, this is great.
Valid. Okay, valid.
So,
well, I give it, like, as close to a 10 as you can get.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Valid.
Just Dance by Lady Gaga. 10. I actually think this came out in, like, 2008, but I don't care. It's just a 10. That's all.
It's a 10. It's a 10.
Very good dance song.
10, 10. Also, Lady Gaga, what, like, genius.
Hey Soul Sister by Train. Very good. I like this one.
I give this a 9.
I would also say it gets a 9. It's very good.
I like the feel of the song. It's very calming.
It's chill. It's a good song. Train went very downhill when they made the song Play That Song. Just look it up. It's very... Telephone by Lady Gaga and Beyonce. Wow.
Okay, 10. Two of my favorite singers. Yeah,
they're amazing.
That's a 20 in my book. To hear, like, Beyonce sing is a privilege, okay?
This collaboration was, like, for the gays. They made this collaboration for the gays, and they did not hold back.
It was kind of great, and I love it.
Teenage Dream, Katy Perry. Wow. I know you don't like it as much as me.
Yeah, but it's close to a 10.
I would say 9.
Yeah, I was gonna
say. Can we agree on a 9?
Yeah, we agree on a 9.
Because it's very... it was very good. I remember really liking it.
Like, being a teen, I feel like I had more, like, ooh, I'm gonna... be a teenager, so...
Yeah, I was excited to be a teenager, so...
I was like, yay! Songs!
Yeah, I feel you.
But, like, now I would make it... It's just the nostalgia. I don't, like, really the meaning of
the song. Yeah, yeah, what's the substance? But, like, yeah, the nostalgia is really making up for the substance in this one. TikTok by Kesha.
10?
Wow.
10. Whoever invented this song.
Yeah.
What?
This definitely is a 10.
What? Like, I...
There is another Kesha song on this playlist that I like a bit more. But we'll get to that. But, which is a bit controversial, because I know TikTok...
is the best song.
Is, like, really iconic, and it's the number one party song, and it's amazing. So, yeah, this does get a 10, though.
10.
Pound the Alarm, Nicki Minaj.
10.
So, no, I can't give it a 10. Because it also has that techno thing. And I would say I like it even less than Starships.
Oh, yeah, because she goes, like, all out on this one.
Yeah.
I remember. Okay, maybe this is a 9
for me. With the electronic. I'm going to give it an 8, to be honest.
I was hyping, so this is a 9 for me. Because I like Nicki a lot.
I feel like I'm regretting giving Alejandro... Like, I'm still thinking about Alejandro, and I think I should give it an 8.
Because it's
like,
Gaga?
Anyways, because it's... Well, and I really like it, too. More by Usher. Wow. Another one by Usher that just blew it out of the park. And I feel like this is the perfect hype dance song without getting too electronic, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I would give it a 10, straight up.
Same. But fun fact, I heard this song for the first time very recently.
Really?
Yeah, once I started listening to the playlist. I really like this song.
And you like still like it even without the nostalgia.
Yeah, the first time I heard it. Was great. Good song. Did a good job.
Yeah. So now the next Kesha song is the Kesha song that I would give a 10. And I would say, to be honest, I did like this one more than TikTok. And it's Your Love Is My Drug. Because after doing drugs and after doing love, like, I get it. I get it now, okay? I understand it.
Very good. It's true.
It hits different.
It hits different. Very true. And yes, I was anyway going to give it a 10 because, well, Kesha.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think back then it was TikTok because that was the thing to be. But now it's definitely...
This one.
This one. Your Love Is My Drug is the best song.
Bulletproof, LaRue. This is the one that I said... I didn't like as much, and I'm gonna have to give it a 6. Okay, we listened to it, and I would say I have to bump it up to a 7, because it definitely, I think the substance beats it more than the nostalgia factor, because it's a really good song. The beat is really good, right?
I have to tell you that it's a 9 for me, just because of the way it sounds, and the way her voice sounds with the beats. It's got this very old-timey feeling, like this retro, whimsical, old-soul thing to it, and for a pop song to capture that is a lot.
I think it was good, and I'm so glad it was a hit.
The only reason I'm not giving it a 10 is probably because I don't have the nostalgic factor. Yeah, but if I did have it, this song would be off the fucking charts, like 20.
Yeah.
Because this is a great song. I love this song. It's great.
I do agree with you. The next one, DJ Got Us Falling in Love.
Oh God, what a song.
Yeah. Another one by Usher that just knocked it out of the park. I feel like Usher's winning this. If this is a contest... Usher and Lady Gaga are winning.
Agreed.
In this playlist. Because, wow. Even Pitbull couldn't drag this song down.
Yeah. I forgot that this was Pitbull's music.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, who remembers him?
Wow. I do. Come on. He had good songs. I'll show you some of his good songs. I'm going to defend Pitbull. My dad likes Pitbull. Yeah.
You know,
he's
sort
pretty
of
iconic. That's okay.
Okay.
Pitbull's valid. But I just want to say, DJ Got Us Falling in Love is a 10. That's all.
Agreed.
It just definitely is a 10. Great, amazing dance song. I think it's perfect. Bad Romance, Lady Gaga. Oh my God. Speaking of 10s.
20.
And Lady Gaga winning this competition.
Lady Gaga.
Congratulations, you are the winner of this week's challenge.
If Lady Gaga released this song... In 2020, it would still top.
It'd be game over.
It would still top.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm saying that this is the best song on planet Earth, and if you haven't heard this song, wow, you've absolutely been really living under a rock.
She did amazingly. Yeah. 10.
10.
Airplanes by B.O.B. featuring Hayley Williams.
10.
I think I would give it a 9 just because, like, serious? I didn't know who Hayley Williams was when I first heard it, which is such a lame excuse. But I would give it a 9. But the
wish
lyrics...
Wish right now.
The lyrics right are now on point.
Are you serious?
10. Or, I mean, 9.
10.
9.
Up it.
I can't up it. I'm sorry.
Please up it. It's a
the nostalgia
song
factor isn't the same. Ugh. It just doesn't make it a 10. I'm sorry. But I love Hayley Williams. I think she did a great job. And I didn't even know it was her. Again. And B.O.B., like, he just pulled out these tracks. And he was like, yeah, I'm going to pull out these tracks. And I really like his lyrics. Like, I was listening to it on the bus. And his lyric is like, back when I was rapping for the hell of it, but nowadays we rapping to stay relevant. And he really makes a comment on, like, how hobbies become, like everyone tries to capitalize on their hobbies instead of just letting them be hobbies. And it's like, you're right. It kind of hurts how society be like that. He makes good commentary. I really liked B.O.B.'s lyrics.
Right.
But, sorry, unfortunately not enough to get a 10.
Okay.
So 9. Still very good.
10 for me.
Like a G6.
10.
Oh my gosh.
I have too much nostalgia.
Can I say something controversial? Like, it was a big hit, but it was kind of dipping its toes into the genre that I did not like. Yeah, so I never liked it. I was never a huge ass fan until the nostalgia factor set in. And for that reason, I have to give it a 7. I don't think I could give it a 6.
Fuck, that's a low. That went low.
I almost gave it a 6, bro.
That's a low blow, bro.
I know, but I can't just pretend.
For the brethren.
I can't pretend for the brethren.
Fine.
I'll give it a G6. Actually, I'll give it a G7. Come on. I'll give it a G7. But you give it a 10? That's valid.
And give it a 10.
Oh, we know Speak No Americano. I love that one. I kind of love it. Unfortunately, it doesn't have the lyrics factor.
Nice, you went there.
I just have to be honest, sometimes, but it definitely has the funk factor. It's like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Like, it definitely has that factor, and I really love it. And for that, I'll give it an 8. Just because of, pa-pa-da-americano. I give it an 8.
Great. I was going to give it a 9.
Great. Perfect. Dynamite Tayo Cruz, 10. Nothing to be said. I came to dance. Like, oh. Tayo Cruz had his golden age. He was the king of dance. Only Usher took that title from him. Only Usher.
Agreed.
So I give it a 10. It's a very iconic song.
I have nothing
song
to say because Logan has expressed every
sorry
emotion.
I will calm down a little bit when we get
no,
to the next one.
No, Tayo Cruz is the best. It was very apt and you expressed every emotion I had. Mm-hmm. And it's great because now I don't have to do talking.
And so what do you give it?
10.
Okay, perfect. California Girls, Katy Perry and Snoop Dogg.
First of all,
Snoop Dogg.
Second of all,
Katy Perry.
Well, no, not really. I don't have that much loyalty, but...
Oh!
No, not to Katy Perry.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I would say I really do like this one. I think it's just missing like a je ne sais quoi, you know what I'm saying? That seasoning. And I think, something prevents it from being a 10, so it's going to be a 9 in my head.
It's giving an 8, so it's good.
An 8?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
Actually, no, Snoop is there, so it's a 10 for me.
You can't give it a 10 just because of Snoop. Just say 9.
No. Snoop makes up for it.
For everything.
It is loyalty.
All right.
Snoop, I want Snoop to adopt me. I don't know.
He has a grandson. Did you know that?
Oh my God, please adopt me.
As like another granddaughter?
I really don't mind.
You're valid. The next song...
Like, you I want to listen to stories. You know, imagine... Getting
stories from Snoop Dogg about like smoking weed
about
his
adventures.
I would love that.
You know, he used to be a reformist and like he fought for legalization of marijuana. Yeah.
Oh yeah, like Ruth.
Yeah.
Ruth from Just Jointed.
Watch the episode.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I support your love for Snoop, because he's great.
He's great. He writes great music that's not just for stoners, but also mostly for stoners.
Okay, but we love it, obviously, because what are we?
Stoners.
Exactly. The next song, you might have heard of this one. It's a little one I like to call What Makes You Beautiful by 1D. And
it's an 8 for me.
That's just really hurtful.
I was 8.
This song is like peak pop. Maybe I'm really biased, because to be honest, this song is definitely not the best 1D song.
Exactly.
And that's the problem with it. It's their most popular one, and that's why it's on this playlist. But by no means is it their best.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know why I don't have one thing on this playlist, but I would say one thing would get a 10 if we were doing it on this list, and this one to me gets a 9.
Yeah, I said an 8. It's not too bad.
Yeah.
It's an 8.
Fine. But we love 1D.
Love 1D.
We Are Young by Fun and Janelle Monáe. Yeah, very good.
10.
9.
10. I have too much nostalgic factor for this.
Yeah. It's a very good one.
Too much.
And I did like that alternative vibe. Also, I'm saying like I didn't and I did at the same time. But wasn't this a bit after? I feel like...
Also Janelle Monáe.
Yeah, absolutely. She's amazing.
Bicon.
Absolutely. Want You Back by Cher Lloyd. Can I just say, what a song. 10. Even though she's British as hell.
10. 10!
I'm gonna give it a 9, because I love it. Her attitude...
I understand being in love like that, where you're like, oh my god, if you go, I will die.
No words. Speechless.
I know it's a little intense, but it'd be like that sometimes.
Leos are great, and I love...
Hate them! No. They're stupid!
I love your ability to say this out loud, because I don't know if I could say this out loud, because Earth signs cannot show their feelings like that. But, yeah, I do agree with
Sometimes
you.
Sometimes I wish they would.
Wow, rest in peace. And on that note, but Want You Back by Cher Lloyd, it's a very good song.
It's a great song. I love it.
And I like the,
It's a great song.
Yeah. Yeah. So 9 for me and 10 from you.
Yeah. 10.
So we literally went through everything on the playlist. If there's other 2010s pop songs that you think we should have included, just ask me to rate them and I will rate them for you.
Because you care enough to want our opinions.
Yeah, exactly. No, but like, you know, just if you're my friend and you're like, hey, remember this one? You should have included this one. What do you give that?
Sometimes you don't want opinions from your friends because they're too honest and then it matters the most.
I know, but they can clearly see that I'm not harsh based on this.
You're not harsh?
Yeah, especially when it comes to these songs.
Right.
But yeah, like, we covered quite a few of them.
I think we did a good job.
And please listen to this playlist because you'll get that nostalgia factor. And I hope you got the nostalgia factor by remembering these songs based on our ratings and opinions.
Yeah, it was such a nice time to be young.
Yeah.
I'm talking like I'm like some 40-year-old.
Yeah. Wow. It really was the height of pop music.
It really was. It was a good, good time.
10 years ago. I feel old.
Right?
Not to be like a cringe 20-year-old, but I do feel like, wow, it was that long ago.
Yeah.
So that's basically all we have to say. Thank you for listening. This was a bit of a different one because, like, we went all over the place, you know what I'm saying?
For once.
Actually, like, in the South India one, we also did that one, but...
Yeah, there's a common factor there.
Going all over the place.
Yeah.
But yeah, I hope you enjoyed it.
Hoping to. So maybe they could stick to this easy format instead of the ones.
Oh yeah, the going all over the place format. Yeah. Instead of trying to like.
Yeah. Please comment below if you think this is a better format. Please, I'm really trying to veto this. But thank you.
Thank you for listening. See you next time on Media Munchies Podcast. Oh, wait, I wanted to do a lighter sound. On Media Munchies Podcast. Bye.
Bye.